Victor, welcome to Arsenal. What's your full name?
Victor Einar Jökulls.
Even without the bells and fireworks, you could feel it. Something shifted at Arsenal. Victor Jokeres is officially one of us. And he's not just another striker through the door. We might have finally gotten our monster. Look, the numbers are filthy. 54 goals in 52 matches last season. That's not a striker. That's a crime scene. 39 of those in the league alone. No one across Europe's big leagues even sniffed that tally. And while we were over here recycling false lines and asking our wingers to become finishers, this man was over there in Portugal, treating goalkeepers like training cones. Now, I know the doubters are already talking.
But it's the Premier League. Can he do it on a cold night in Sheffield?
Spare me. Because while you're arguing, I'm watching clips of him bulldozing defenders, running the channels, dragging backlines out of shape, and finishing with the kind of confidence we haven't had since peak Van Persie. Now honestly, the man's movement alone is a headache. He's not just static in the box. He's chaos in motion. Now let's talk body. This is not a delicate technician. This is a physical problem. 6'2", relentless engine, presses like he's angry, and runs like someone is chasing his ancestors. You can't coach that hunger. It is in him. He's not trying to look pretty, even though he's good on the eyes. He's trying to end your clean sheet. He's not just meat and muscles. 28 assists over 2 seasons tells you he's got a brain too. He knows when to drop off, when to release, when to pull defenders with him. Now, it's not just a case of getting the ball and moving. He's actually playing the full game. That's Arteta's kind of forward. Mobile, functional, and selfless. Of course, no signing is perfect. He didn't score a single-headed goal in the league last season, which is odd for a guy with his size. And yes, some folks feel he might not be technical enough to break down stubborn low blocks. But listen, he doesn't have to be everything. He just has to be what we have been missing. A goal machine who keeps defenders honest and gives Odegaard, Saka and Rice more room to work with. Now Jesus might be off to Flamengo. Havertz is better in that floaty midfield false nine zone. And we've been needing someone to own the box. Jokeres walks in and plugs that gap like he was made for it. This move is more than numbers. We're not here to flirt with second place again, I hope. We want that crown. We want the Champions League rights to mean something again. And adding Victor to a squad that's already loaded with technical quality shows that we're done playing it safe. So yeah, the rollout might have lacked some flair. But when this guy starts smashing them in, we won't care how the tweet looked. We'll be too busy dreaming of silver.
Up Gunners!
Let me get this off my chest before the season kicks off properly, because once the whistle blows, there'll be no time for long stories. You've probably noticed something curious over the past few transfer windows. Mikel Arteta seems to love shopping at Stamford Bridge. At this point, it's not a coincidence. But is it a bad thing? Not necessarily. And here's why. Arteta is not doing charity work for Chelsea. He's simply spotting value where others see surplus. The Blues, ever bloated and ever busy, keep stockpiling talent, and not everyone fits their constantly evolving vision. And that's where Arsenal swoops in. Take Kai Havertz, for instance. He struggled as a 10, but under Arteta, he found a new life up front. Jorginho Onko, he brought the kind of calm and leadership that doesn't always show on highlight reels, but wins midfield battles. Madueke, versatile, quick, direct. The kind of depth we need behind Saka when the legs get heavy around January. Even Kepa, yes, Kepa, was brought in on the cheap for goalkeeping cover. Now you can say what you like, but in a league this brutal, backup matters. Chelsea's fire sale mentality under Burley has made all this possible. They sell, we buy, but only what fits. This is about picking players who still have something to prove and giving them the structure to prove it. We may have had some flops in the past. Willian's spell felt like a testimonial tour. Sterling's loan didn't sparkle either. But in football, not every gamble pays off. What matters is that the system is sound. Arteta desires fit players who have character and purpose. If that happens to come wearing a Chelsea badge first, then so be it. So when the next Chelsea to Arsenal headline drops, don't roll your eyes just yet. Free them. Them know it in and they do. So here we are again. Another preseason almost on the books. The transfer window is looking like someone has finally been doing their homework. But you know how it is with us. We've been burnt before. Spent, splashed, strategized, only to end up staring at silverware in other people's hands. But this season, this one feels different. Let's start with the basics. The squad is thick. Real depth. For the first time in years, we've got two goalkeepers you can trust to start a Champions League knockout game without needing prayer and paracetamol. Raya is still the main man, cool as ever, and now he's backed up by Kepa. Say what you will, but the guy has saved penalties at Wembley. We'll need that in February. Defense loaded. Saliba and Gabriel still anchoring things, but now they've got Calafiori, Timber, Mosquera, Kivio's still around. Even Miles Lewis-Skelly can step in. Zinchenko, still technically here, still technically left back, depending on the wind. Only thing we might need is another solid right back in case Timber's legs start complaining mid-season. Midfield is where I smile the most. Zubimendi, certified. Norgaard, bruiser with brain. Add that to Rice, Odegaard, Merino, and it's suddenly hard to pick a weakened 11. Throw in Havertz if you've stopped beefing him, and we've got every type of midfielder you can dream of. Destroyers, passers, runners, thinkers, no excuses. Now, up front. You see that Jokeres guy? That's the one. That's the striker we've been shouting for since Prime Van Persie hopped on a plane. The man scores goals like he's offended by the goalpost. With Saka still cooking on the right, Martinelli and Trossard buzzing on the left, and Madueke ready to turn defenders inside out, tell me where the weakness is. Jesus becomes depth. That's wild. Even the kids are not just for show. Wanyeri is growing into his boots. Lewis Skelly already making himself useful in multiple spots. Max Dowman is still just 15, so let's not rush. But even the boy has energy that smells like future trouble for defenders. Look, expectations are high, and they should be. We've come second 3 seasons in a row. That's not bad luck anymore. You don't turn to pattern. And patterns need breaking. The squad now has the quality and quantity to mount a real challenge on 4 fronts. League, both domestic cups and Europe. Yes. There's still the ghost of injuries past. We saw what happened when Saka, Odegaard and Gabriel all got knocked around last season. But this time, if someone drops, someone else steps in. And that someone isn't some academy lad who just finished GCSEs. A supercomputer says we'll finish second again, cool. Let the robots talk. But if Arteta gets the blend right, rotations, form, ego management, rhythm, we could finally go all the way. And no, I'm not saying we will. I'm saying we can, and that alone is progress. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!